This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. COVID-19 hospitalizations rose for the second straight week after months of decline. The past 2 years saw COVID surges in the fall. Doctors warn the same could happen this year. Vaccines targeting Omicron are now widely available. Doctors say residents older than 12 should get the latest booster along with their flu shots. More than 100 Coloradans died due to COVID-19 last month. The Sand Creek Massacre National Historic Site in eastern Colorado is getting a major expansion. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Members of the Arapaho and Cheyenne tribes are celebrating the addition of 4,000 acres to the federal preservation site. It marks the location where U.S. soldiers attacked and killed hundreds of Native tribe members living in the area in 1864. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland said during a ceremony this week, the land purchase was healing.
Today, with the addition of more sacred lands, we take another important step. This, however, is not the end of a journey.
The purchase doubles the size of the site east of the town of Eads. It's now open to the public for visits and educational tours. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The Colorado Rockies season is officially over. CPR's Andrew Villegas reports the baseball team largely underperformed.
The Rockies haven't made the Major League Baseball playoffs since 2018, when they were swept by the Milwaukee Brewers. This year, the team lost more than 90 games in what many viewed as a rebuilding year. Its biggest offseason player acquisition, Chris Bryant, was hampered by injuries all season long and didn't hit a single home run at Coors Field. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.